Before the story begins, please note that this podcast is a narrative piece. If you like spooky, supernatural stories like Welcome to Night Vale, The Magnus Archives, or BuzzFeed Unsolved, stay tuned until the end. The following events are completely fictional. Mostly. Good evening, listeners. I'm your host for this episode of Definitely Eerie. How are you? How much paranormal activity have you experienced in the past 2 weeks? Have you noticed a spike? We have. Recently, the station has received 3 letters. The first was anonymous, save for the wax seal, which had the initials W-E-O. The second and third were from 2 similar people. Normal envelope, no seal, postmarked from a local office. Both young university students who lived alone. All 3 letters, however, had something in common. All 3 apartments were licensed by Grey Line. I did a little research on the company. Apparently, they had gone through a name change recently, and I could not discern the previous title. So there wasn't much information or archives of any kind on the website, just established in 2006, bringing you the best apartments across a dozen cities, the occasional snapshot of the inside of an apartment. Listeners, have you ever seen anyone that works for Grey Line? No? Me neither, though I see their ads quite often. I'll admit the lack of information was a little spooky, but perhaps they had just renovated their website and hadn't added contact numbers, or much at all, really. Each letter details a specific encounter. I will read the first myself, given the anonymous nature of it. I contacted the students who sent the second 2, and they agreed to read their own stories. But first, the weather. Monday. Monday, it will be 20 and cloudy. No, 19. It's counting down. 18. Still cloudy. Tuesday, 25 and sunny. A beautiful day. Wednesday. In sharp contrast to Tuesday, Wednesday, there will be hail. Please watch your head. Thursday. Thursday will not occur this week. Friday. Light showers. Bring an umbrella. Saturday and Sunday are up to you this week, listeners. Now back to our story. Dear hosts of Definitely Eerie, I have lived in my apartment for almost a decade. All that time, all large things in my life have been constant. I am alone in my apartment, and I have the same job. I rarely move the furniture even. Not sure why what I'm going to tell you has happened as of recently. To my knowledge, nothing I have done could have triggered it. I believe there is some sort of something in my apartment. It started last week. I woke up and I was about to make cereal, and when I went to get a spoon, none of them were in the drawer. This was odd because I had washed and put all the utensils away the night before. I looked behind the drawer if perhaps some had fallen somewhere, and in the sink in case I had only imagined putting them away. They were not there. I went back to my bedroom and looked on my bedside table, as sometimes I stir my tea and leave the spoon there. No luck. But then I saw something glint out of the corner of my eye. Something was sticking out slightly from under my pillow. I lifted the pillow, and there was a spoon. Thoroughly concerned, but trying to push past it, I made my breakfast. I was reading a book while I ate, but I couldn't concentrate on it. So I looked up, and at eye level, in my tulips, was another spoon. The spoons seemed to be hidden in intimate places, places that had direct meaning to me. I nervously glanced out my window, but the blinds of the apartment across from mine were drawn. Later that day, I found more spoons, in places like the freezer and the mantle, propped against the bookshelf. I collected all of them and washed and returned them to the drawer. But I am writing to tell you it has happened again. My doors and windows have deadbolts, and I'm the only person with a key to my apartment. I'm not quite sure what to suspect, but I do know it is something unnatural. End of letter one. Listeners, I got the chills reading that. What ghost chooses spoons, of all things, to play hide and seek with? But never mind. Here's letter two.
Dear the Eerie team, I recently moved into a new apartment. I'm a second-year student studying philosophy, and I live alone. Well, I have a cat. Does that count? I've only lived in this apartment a month. It isn't very large, but it's the right size for me and my cat. Every week when I do my grocery shopping, I buy those cheese rounds, you know, the ones in the wax shell. Anyway, they're cheap and pretty much a staple of my diet. Usually, I throw the wax shell out right away because I don't like to make a mess. But one night, I was up late studying and I left one on my desk. In the morning, it was gone. I didn't think much of it. Perhaps my cat had developed a taste for wax. But as the weeks went on, when I would take out the trash, I noticed the wax wrappers would be missing. I know I wasn't taking them out. I figured it really was my cat, so I put my trash can up higher. But it kept happening. And then, this is the part that spooks me the most. I noticed that the broom closet was cracked open. I pushed it open, and the unmistakable figure of my cat sculpted from the wax shell of the cheese. I thought you should know. I will send updates of my incredibly talented ghost. Signed, Sarah.
End of letter two. Now to letter three.
Dear Definitely Eerie, I'm scared. There are dogs barking all the time in the hallway. Sorry, let me start over. I live alone. I'm a student and I rent a small apartment in the northern part of the city. My building is pretty quiet and the people here are either students or older people. No smoking, no pets, no loud noises after 9 p.m. Very civil. So, when I started hearing dogs barking, I knew something was wrong. One night, I heard the barking, seemingly coming from outside my window. I looked outside, but saw nothing. I guess it was coming from across the street, so I went back to work. About a week later, I heard dogs again, this time closer, like they were outside my door. Slowly, I made my way towards the door. The barking was consistent. I was careful not to step on any of the creakiest floorboards, and I peered out the peephole. There was nothing there. When I was a kid, my brother used to play pranks on me by having a screaming sound play out of a recorder so I would freak out. I chalked the barking up to someone's odd ringtone or a child in my building playing a similar prank. But then, one night, I was squeezing one of those stress balls, you know, for your hands, and I dropped it. It rolled past my door and into the hallway to the bathroom. I was about to pick it up when it rolled back to me. And then I heard a bark. Signed, E.
Wow. Listeners, I'm alone in the station right now and feel just the slightest bit like I'm being watched. Those stories must have something to do with their shared apartment provider. And everything happening so recently? I'll end this episode a little early. I'm going to make sure the ghost cat in the break room is the only ghost in our station. Until next week. Like this story? Then you'll love the witch director Robert Eggers' newest film, The Lighthouse. The film, set on an eerie, remote New England island, stars Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe as two lighthouse keepers desperately trying to retain their sanity. The Lighthouse premieres in France on December 18th. If the strikes keep you paralyzed, catch the A24 film in cinemas across the city.